The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by NYRA Bets. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. Just go to nyrabets.com/SGPN25. You are listening to Scommessa Italia on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also finally be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. I post free play winners on that account. I also give my sports betting opinions for all sports. And most significantly, I post my profit and loss spreadsheets on that account because unlike many, I'm a tracked and transparent handicapper. And unlike any, I've 131 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. Spreadsheets for month number 130 and 131 will be posted in the next 48 hours. We had a little bit of an issue getting the February spreadsheet adjudicated, which is currently the pinned tweet. All of these spreadsheets are verified by an adjudicator. And because there was an issue with the February one, because there was a futures play from January that didn't get added on to the January spreadsheet, which was the 49ers to win the NFC, that had to go on to February and that had to get authorized and that has delayed the process. So we are now getting two spreadsheets verified at once, which is why the pinned tweet you're still seeing is February, but that will be replaced by March, which will quickly be replaced by April. But they do add up to 131 months in a row of transparent and track profit. The pin tweet will always be the latest P&L spreadsheet. But if you want to do your research, and I encourage you to do your due diligence, you can find all the spreadsheets over at lockbetting.com, where you can also sign up for the additional plays. If you have any questions, my DMs are open at lockbettingx. That's at lockbettingx. But before you ask me anything, you can answer a lot of your questions by looking through those spreadsheets. They will show you how we manage a bankroll. They will tell you the bets that we do, the type of bets we do, the sports that we bet on, and the unit sizes and whatnot, which falls under bankroll management. And if you have any questions after that, then you can shoot me a DM. As I said, my DMs are open. Every single spreadsheet is verified by existing members who can verify the fact that we have 131 months in a row of transparent and track profit. Sounds incredible. Yes, we have had losing days, though. We have even had losing weeks. But we've just never lost for that 30-31 day period. Never had a losing month. 131 months in a row, which means we are 1 month away from being undefeated every single month for 11 years. Before we move on to covering this week's games here in Serie A on this edition of Scommessa Italia, let me remind you that it is playoff season. It's playoff season for both the NBA and the NHL, and that means it's time to tune in to the NBA and Hockey Gambling Podcast for episodes to get you locked in for the exciting playoff action that's going down in the coming weeks. Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast, so tune in as the guys get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. So make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast for Derby Week. And across the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, we have the NBA and the Hockey Gambling Podcast for all of your playoff betting tips. So let's move on with this edition of Scommessa Italia and these Serie A matches. We'll begin with the late kickoff on Saturday night as Sassuolo, fighting for their survival, will be at home to Inter Milan. Sassuolo couldn't pull off a result again last weekend, and now they are all but down with four games to go. They are 5 points outside of the safety zone. There is a cluster of teams who can get dragged into it from 17th to 15th position. Verona 31, Frosinone 31, Empoli 31, and Udinese currently occupy the last relegation spot on 29 points. If we do lose Udinese and Sassuolo and the likes of Empoli, Frosinone, Verona, Cagliari, Lecce all survive, that would be absolutely incredible. That would be an absolute incredible turn up for the books. So that is looking like what is going to happen at the moment, though. If you look at the relegation odds, you still have Sassuolo at 1-16 to go down, whilst Udinese are still plus money to go down. Udinese are available at 11-8 to go down, but everybody's at plus money. Empoli at 9-4, Frosinone at 3-1, Verona at 11-2. The books have really only doomed Salernitana, who are already down, and Sassuolo at this point at 1-16. They still give you plus money on every other team going down here in this league. So if you do fancy someone to go down, then there is some money to be made. For me, I just think that Udinese will find a way out of it. A few weeks ago, I thought Sassuolo would find a way out of it because of the way that they compete against the bigger teams. I just thought that they would find the results with their backs to the wall with the players that they have, but they haven't. Perhaps it needs to be the biggest team for them to actually turn up. And they have beaten Inter Milan before. In fact, they beat them earlier on in the season on their own patch. They're the 11-2 home dogs to win here. It's 19-5 on the draw, and Inter Milan come here as the 4-9 favourites. Now, last week, Inter Milan carried on playing even after they'd won the league. They still turned up and did a job at home in front of their home supporters. But that was just after winning the league in the Milan derby. And that was Inter Milan coming home in front of their own supporters who were celebrating winning the title. And it's always odd when you win the league and you get past that points total where you've done it, it's all done and dusted, and then you come home and that next game you don't win. We've seen it before. We saw it with Napoli last season, where you just can't get yourself up for the game, and it's somewhat waters down the celebration. It waters down the mood. The best thing to do is to win the league, and whilst you're in that celebratory mode, win again. We give your supporters a double reason to be happy. And that's what Inter Milan did. They delivered on that last weekend. Now, this does feel like somewhat of a letdown spot playing against Sassuolo under usual circumstances. But this Sassuolo team are so bad. They've shown such a lack of fight. For me, I've just come to the conclusion that the better players know that they are not going down with the Titanic. The better players have decided to down tools, have decided to turn around and say, fuck Sassuolo, everybody knows what we can do. Everybody has seen us turn up against the big boys and know that on our day, we can play at a certain level and we will be able to move away from this club. We won't be going down to Serie B. And that is the stinking attitude that I think we've seen from some of these bigger Sassuolo players. And therefore, despite the fact this is a nothing game for Inter Milan and it's quite an obvious letdown spot, I'm still going to take them to win this game. I'm going to tack on the over 2.5 goals, which gives me plus money at 11-10, as I hope Sassuolo can at least make a contribution en route to losing this game. But ultimately, I believe Inter will win again. Inter have won with at least 3 goals scored in 4 of the last 5 Serie A road trips. They could easily score 3 themselves against a Sassuolo side, who I think have given up the ghost in this survival battle. The odds tell you that. The performances tell you that. Sassuolo have lost each of the last 2 Serie A games by scorelines of 3-0 and 5-1. And both those scorelines would obviously cash this selection. So therefore, we're going to take Inter to win. This goes against the way that I would usually gut handicap this, but Sassuolo are complete shit. And we take this selection at the price of 11 to 10 here for this one. Before we move on to Sunday, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about NYRA, a new sponsor here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Bet the run for the roses with NYRA Bet. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and your $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGPN25. NYRA Bets has everything you need to bet the fastest 2 minutes in sports with complete confidence. For expert picks, betting insights, promotions, and more, you can find it all on the site nyrabets.com. And make sure you claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGPN25. That's nyrabets.com/SGPN25. Up next, we jump across to Sunday and we have some relegation action we're going to look at. We start with Empoli at home to Frosinone, where Empoli are the 6-4 favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw. And it's 7-4 here on Frosinone. What a price here on Empoli. Now, Empoli don't have a good home record. In fact, they're one of the worst three teams at home in the league this season. But this is a backs to the wall, must win scenario. And at the price of 6-4, with them only being a narrow favourite, that means on the draw no bet market, you can get Empoli at 4-5 minus 25. And that gives you draw protection here for this game. And that is absolutely vital because a draw is probably the best result, in my opinion, that Frosinone can get from this game. This is based on the fact that Frosinone haven't won a single away game this season. And whilst we're talking about Empoli being among the bottom three when it comes to their home record, with just 4 wins and 4 draws from 17 games, losing 9 times, this puts them 18th in the table for home performances. Frosinone are rock bottom when it comes to travelling. They have just 6 points from 17 games, they've lost 11 out of 17, have a minus 22 goal difference and have picked up just 6 points from their 6 draws away from home this season. This is a prime opportunity for Empoli to move up the table. They currently occupy 17th position and this is a prime opportunity to move up to 34 points in what is the absolute definition of a 6-pointer. Despite their poor home form, I'm happy to side with Empoli. And when you look at that home form, obviously they haven't played the likes of Frosinone. So if you can get 3 points here, that's a big jump up. It moves you ahead of Sassuolo in the home table and puts you just 1 point behind Verona. And that's where you expect a team to be who are battling against relegation. They're not going to have sparkly home form, but on their own patch, they will be expected to beat Frosinone with the added aspect of Frosinone being bottom of the table when it comes to away form without a single win this season. And therefore, having draw protection is incredible here when it comes to this bet, especially at the price of 4-5 minus 125. Because for you to lose this bet, Frosinone would have to pick up their first away win of the season, something they haven't done so far in 17 attempts. I'm happy to take Empoli at that price with that draw protection at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Verona and Fiorentina, where Verona are a 23-10 significant home underdog here. It's 9-4 on the draw, and Fiorentina are a 11-10 favourite. That means that Verona are at 8-11, and 8-11, which is odds on, to simply not lose this game. Now, you're looking at this and thinking Fiorentina, they're trying to secure a European spot, although it looks unlikely that they'll get themselves ahead of Lazio. They're 5 points behind them, although they do have a game in hand. But for Verona, They're in this cluster of teams on 31 points. And I think this is a prime opportunity to win a game against a Fiorentina team who are within touching distance of reaching a Europa Conference League final and are the huge, huge favourites now to win it because of the Aston Villa result. So whereas previously you'd be looking at that and thinking, yeah, we can get to the final again, but last year we got beaten against the Premier League team in West Ham, and now an even better team are waiting for us in the final in Aston Villa. Well, that doesn't look like it's going to be the case because Aston Villa were beaten at home 4-2 against Olympiacos. So Fiorentina now have a prime opportunity to not only qualify for the Europa League, but they can actually do it by winning a trophy. So they can qualify for the Europa League and they can win a trophy too, which is far better than qualifying via their league position. I think they are going to massively prioritise that. Verona, they're not too bad at home. They've lost 6 out of 16 with 5 draws and 5 losses. And I'm willing to back Verona to not lose this game. We are going to take Verona in the double chance market, Verona plus half a goal as our selection here to simply not lose this game to a Fiorentina team who I think will be looking ahead to the Europa Conference League, where they have a huge chance of not only reaching the final, but winning the entire competition. The final game we're going to cover on this show will be the game between Roma and Juventus. This one has huge implications for Roma in particular because they are still trying to qualify for the Champions League. Italy will have 5 positions. They are breathing down the neck of Bologna, who are starting to slip slightly whilst they are being tailed by Atalanta. So it's very important for Roma to pick up a positive result here. They're the 2-1 home underdogs. It's also 2-1 on the draw. And Juventus come here as the 6-4 plus 150 favourites. Now, when we look at this game, we can see that Juventus are above Roma in the table. And despite the fact that Juve have had a poor run as of late, there is no danger that this team will not make the Champions League, in my opinion. They would need to be overtaken by Atalanta. And Atalanta are currently 8 points behind Juventus, which means that if Atalanta won all of their games, and they do have one game in hand, they can only secure 15 additional points, which means the highest points total that they could get to by winning every single game would be 72, which means Juve would only need 7 points from 4 games. And they probably wouldn't need that because I don't think that Atalanta are going to win out and win every single game. But Juve do need something. But I'm not expecting them to get it here because Roma has been a very, very difficult place to go to throughout this season. Now, Roma did lose their last home game against Bayer Leverkusen, and this could be a look-ahead spot for Roma as they want to qualify for the Europa League final. But let's be realistic. Roma aren't going to get to the Europa League final. Their only chance to lay a glove on Bayer Leverkusen was by winning the home leg. They haven't even avoided a defeat. They've been beaten and they've been beaten by 2 goals. So there's absolutely no way this team are going to Germany and not only landing the first loss of the season on Leverkusen, but turning around a 2-goal deficit. It's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. And Roma probably know it's not going to happen. So their best chance of actually playing in the Champions League next season is to make sure they stay in the top 5. So whilst this would usually be a distraction, I do not believe it is a distraction here. I believe they are going to be solely focused on getting the job done in the league, staying in that top 5, and their home form has been phenomenal throughout this season. And I do believe that they could pick up another win here in this one against a Juve team who've only taken 3 points from a possible 15 outside of their home games, with all of those points collected in draws against Verona, Torino and Cagliari, who are a mid-table trio. Verona actually battling against relegation, and suddenly you're a favourite to win here against Roma. I get it. People think that Roma may be looking ahead to something. I don't think you're looking ahead to Mission Impossible. I think you're looking more concentrated on the very, very big possibility that you could play in the Champions League next season by simply holding on to your current league position. And for that reason, I am going to take Roma to get the job done here. I'm willing to take Roma as a pick. Roma in the draw no bet market. This pushes if the game is a draw. You only lose if Juve win this game, and they haven't been winning away from home. They've been very, very poor. And if Roma win, you win this bet. And Roma in the draw no bet market are priced up at 11 to 10 plus 110. And that will be my selection here for this one. Before we close out with the lock on the show, we are bringing the locks back this weekend. Thank you for the reviews for the Soccer Gambling Podcast, but keep them coming because we do these shows every weekend for free, and we are winning you money every single weekend for free. So please keep on with the reviews and the interaction and engagement on social media, and I won't have to take the locks away again. And before we give out that lock, let me take this quick pause to tell you that the NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and playing their pick and game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. You can make entries of all basketball, or you can mix and match across your favorite sports, your other favorite sports, and you can win up to 100 times your money. And of course, as it sounds, this is a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They've also just launched Champions, which is their player versus player format in Florida. Make sure you sign up with the code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Closing out with your lock on the show. This one's going to be very, very unsexy. In fact, I'm torn between two because I just believe that two sides who are battling against relegation have a big opportunity to get themselves out of the conversation this weekend. So I'm torn between the two. I'm going to play both. I'm going to give you a double lock, maybe to make up for last weekend as well, because I just can't decide. And one of them can also push. So if it pushes, you don't really have a lock this week. So the first one, which can push, is Empoli in the draw no bet market. If this loses, if you lose money here, that means that Frosinone have picked up their first away win of the season in their 18th attempt. That's why I'm happily to be with Empoli as a pick. Empoli in the draw no bet market at 4-5 minus 125. And your second lock is simply on Verona not to lose at home to Fiorentina. Fiorentina have a very slim chance of getting European football via their league position, but an incredible chance to not only get it via the Europa Conference League, but by doing that, you win a trophy as well. And their chances just got so much bigger by them doing their job and Aston Villa failing to do theirs by losing at home to Olympiacos. And now, as a result of that, Fiorentina are the favourites, not just the favourites, the strong, strong favourites to win the Europa Conference League. They got to the final last year. They lost to West Ham. And this year, it looks like they don't have to play English opposition. That looked like it was going to be the case throughout most of this season. But now they have the opportunity to really finish their story and win the Europa Conference League, where they were beaten in the final last year. They are the 11-8 favourites to win that competition. And I believe that's a good bet. I do believe Fiorentina will win the Europa Conference League. And I believe they'll be fully concentrated on that competition, giving Verona a very good opportunity to pick up something in this game at the price of 8-11. That's it for me in this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.